to the third season, 24th episode of Choice, my experience building relationship with God. It's very important for each of us to try to get at least a sliver of understanding of how our Heavenly Father sees us. Going to Psalms 139, New King James Version. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Our Heavenly Father, the Lord God, created man and woman. Elohim created mankind. He created us. Genesis chapter 2, New King James Version. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God had made the earth and the heavens, before any plant of the field was in the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. But a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. Okay, first of all, our Heavenly Father, he already knew it was not good for this man that he had created. It was not good for man to be alone. This is so mindful that when God created this man, he was like, he's the only one of his kind. And this is not good. He needs a companion. Understand the absolute purposeful thoughtfulness, compassionate, and loving kindness that our Heavenly Father implements in every single design that he brings forth in Genesis, which includes us. Continuing in chapter 2 of Genesis, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman. And he brought her to the man. understand when our Heavenly Father, when the Lord God created man and woman, this was in chapter 2 of Genesis. Therefore, it was after God created the heavens and the earth and everything that was in it. Even in his creation of earth, the details that he designed in bringing the earth into the place that would support life, especially the life of man and woman, which he created to be in the earth realm. Our Heavenly Father, he already knew he was going to create man and woman. He already knew he was going to create us. God, our Heavenly Father, his thoughtfulness towards each of us, because he created us, man and woman, the meticulous detail. The heavens and the earth declare the glory of God and his miraculous creativity, especially in how he went about creating man and woman. Researchers are continuously totally astounded and baffled, completely taken by the absolute meticulousness of the mechanics that are demonstrated in the workings of our human physiology when they look at cell structures and different parts of the body's function on a cellular level that is magnified under very powerful microscopes. There are internal workings that they have discovered could never have just appeared out of thin air. They had to have an intelligent creator design them. Why am I sharing this with you right now? The main reason is because, and this is going to take more than just this episode, however, the main reason is to bring you to a place to think about, to ponder on, to give thought to how carefully the earth was designed, how meticulous to detail was each and every facet, not only of the design of earth, but also the design of man and woman by our Heavenly Father. He is so mindful of us. His word says, out of Psalms 8, New King James Version, Psalms 8, starting at verse 3, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. I will be continuing this episode next week because it's incredibly important for us to get at least a sliver of how magnificent we have been purposefully designed for the purpose of entering into that personal, intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, through Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah. Until then, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. God is real.